When I read about your business, the title page of About Us is The Beauty of the Rocks. So describe for our listeners what you'll be bringing to Lower Town.
I take natural Alabama sandstone, and Alabama has a lot of iron ore. So our sandstone has very unique patterns and colors to it. Very strong, very durable, and I may take the stone and I make a very unique piece of furniture out of it for inside use, outside use, just very whimsical, something to have fun to look at. Each piece is a one of a kind because each piece of stone is different. Each piece of furniture is different.
How did you find the sandstone as your medium?
Well, I didn't actually start out with stone. I actually enjoyed shaker-style furniture, but not everybody enjoyed shaker furniture the way I did. So I wanted to create something that another generation could use, and I was looking for a material that would be durable, to stand up the age of time, something that could be passed down to another generation. So my work kind of took a turn. I was a carpenter by trade, and my work took a turn to something entirely different. And the stone seemed to fit into that medium, that what will outlast this, but stone, it's only been on the earth since the beginning of time.
So do you select the stone in the earth or in a quarry and supervise a cut? How is the fabrication beginning?
My wife and I, and my wife's a very important part of this. She's a fiber artist. She has a good eye for texture and color, and we buy it in big slabs, and then we bring it home and use a hammer and a chisel to shape it into the form or the size that we want. And that way we can utilize, if we need to make a seat for a bench or a back, and we try to utilize the same piece of stone. In. So it's very time-consuming, and it's all done by hand, all hand-cut. Even our metal is all hand-bent.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. You're also a blacksmith by trade.
I'm actually considered an artistic blacksmith because I use modern tools. I don't do any type of traditional blacksmithing.
Am I remembering that you are a sixth generation craftsperson in your family?
I am. Like I said, originally I was a cart-carrying union carpenter, and when I graduated from apprenticeship school, my grandfather brought me in and he poured me a little scotch and he says, "I have to tell you that you're a sixth generation carpenter. Our forefathers actually built Viking ships." And I never really understood that until I got to be in my 50s about what a prestigious trade it was. So.
Oh my goodness. What a grand realization you had.
Well, I was raised by my grandparents. Both of them went through the Depression. My grandpa's adage was, "Don't throw that away. You're going to need it someday." And that's what started me down this path, was wanting to create something that another generation would be able to use. We've kind of gotten away from that a little bit, but I think we're coming back to the importance of, you know, save it for a rainy day.
When I look at your benches, the metal looks almost delicate, but it's holding the rock, so it's going to hold big people too, right?
Mm-hmm. The metal is half-inch solid steel. Part of what gives it the whimsy is as you bend it, you add strength to it. And then we wash it with muriatic acid, and that completely changes the color of the metal. We let it get a little patina to it, and then we spray a finish on each piece. So as you sit and enjoy your piece, you don't get any rust on you.
Do you do commission work as well?
I do commissions. Like I said, each piece that I have is an original, and we do commissions.
Where have you shown before? This is your first time at Lower Town, yes?
This is my first time at Paducah. I've done shows for years. Probably this is my 17th year Houston, Texas, Kansas City, Cleveland, Ohio. I pretty much crisscrossed Middle America for the last 16, 17 years now.
Well, we're mighty glad you're coming to Paducah, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Well, we look forward to coming. We've always enjoyed everybody in Kentucky, have a lot of good friends over in Bourbon Country, which I enjoy to have a sip of bourbon with them, and we're looking forward to coming to Kentucky.
Thank you, sir, for speaking with me.
All right. Thank you very much.